something more bright, and the last item we're going to talk about, Kobe Bryant's return. He tweeted that he will be back at before the end of the month, and it's the 19th, so.
Video went up a couple hours ago of him crossing over Xavier Henry and went up for a nasty jump shot and hitting him. He looks good. He looks like Kobe.
Crossing over Xavier Henry, that's something.
That's tough to do.
Obviously, yeah.
It's tough to do.
He also threw a nice alley-oop pass to Wesley Johnson, I think, or something. So.
Did you guys see Wesley Johnson's alley-oop against the Pistons?
Yeah, saw it live.
Yeah, his face afterwards was just great. Wesley Johnson, when he tries to be mad, is hilarious.
He has a very, like, strange face. Like, a lot of things are very narrow on his face. Like, he has narrow eyes, and he smiles all the time,
Yeah, his face is, like, permanently altered. Like when he tries to, like, do, like, this, like, he, like, tries to do the glare down, like, his mouth is still, like, kind of pointing upwards.
I know, you can't stare someone down while you're smiling. You can't, it's not possible.
But even if Kobe's only, like, 50%, he'll come back.
Well, okay, well, last year, Kobe Bryant was just really, really good on offense. Like, he was just a terrible defender, and he didn't give a shit most of the time. But he scored last year 27.3 points per game on 57 true shooting percentage. That's great.
At his age.
I know. Yeah. And
it was like, if you go by the raw stats, it was it was arguably like a top three season of his career.
Yeah,
or top five. Well, obviously defense, but just offensively, it was crazy. Mm-hmm.
But right now, okay. So right now, the Lakers are 5-7. Do you think Kobe Bryant coming back will bring them to the playoffs?
No.
Yeah. Ooh.
I give him. I mean, I was all about the Lakers in the preseason. Why back down now? Yes, he will not improve their defense, which is probably their weakness so far. They actually have a good offense.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's Kobe. Kobe's magic. I want to suspend all rational thought and just say Kobe brings them into the playoffs. He's that magic spark. They'll get like 39 wins or like 42 wins.
They had to win on the final game of the season last year to get the eighth seed.
And that was with being half a person. Like right now, Nash, when
he's gonna retire.
That's so sad. That's so sad. Like, Nash was the reason why I started watching the NBA.
He's gonna go out like that.
Kyle Lowry to the Lakers.
Probably my favorite player.
Kyle Lowry to the Lakers for.
Oh, they should.
Yeah, there's some sort of point guard.
I'd be cool with Steve Nash just coming back, retiring, and then becoming coach. Like, I would be cool.
Okay, actually, no, we can't talk about this. Okay, this team is way better than last year. I mean, okay, not literally, but. We got Steve Blake balling it up.
God.
At point
that's
guard.
Definitely gonna keep continuing. By the way, I mean Steve Blake.
That's encouraging. Steve Blake ball. All right. It's
Jordan Hill balling it
Jordan
up.
Hill's
at
good.
Power
Jordan
Power
Hill's
center.
Good.
He's got a sweet jumper, surprisingly, and he's a monster on the boards.
I was surprised, but the Lakers have the 25th ranked offense right now, so. Obviously, Kobe can improve that, but it's like first Kobe's gonna have an adjustment period because he tore his Achilles. Even though it's Kobe Bryant, I refuse to believe that he can come back 100% immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
And even by the time, which will already set them back, and by the time he's full, they're just nowhere near good enough. Like Kobe Bryant in 05, 06 or something, when he was in his prime, couldn't bring a team to the playoffs, and this team's worse than that.
Dude, they're 5-7.
Yeah, but I mean they've had some lucky victories. That victory against Houston.
The Rockets was great. That was like the most entertaining
game
of the season.
That was hilarious.
I
mean, I kind of cheer for the Rockets because I'm somewhat of a fan. Ever since Yao Ming was playing there, but it was just too much fun to watch the Lakers screw everyone up. By the way, this is worrying for the Lakers. Pau Gasol is shooting 39.5%.
He does not look good.
They keep giving the ball at like the high post, and he just shoots like an ugly 20-footer. And like Pau Gasol can hit that, don't get me wrong, but like he's really old, and like you want him closer to the basket. And
Well, what you want him to be is with Kobe, because they have good chemistry together. They can pass.
Yes. Got to get Chris Kaman low post touches.
Chris Kaman. Yeah. Anyway, Kobe Bryant coming back.
I'm rolling. It'll be cool. We got a little Steve Blake, Nick Young, Kobe Bryant, Jordan Hill, Pau Gasol lineup. I'm taking that to the bank and saying that gets 40 wins.
40 wins doesn't get you the playoffs.
That's true. Okay, whatever. However many wins it takes to just scrape that eight seed.
I really don't think this Laker team will win more than 30 games, even with everyone healthy. Healthy, not 30 games.
I think they could break 30 games, even with Nash, Gimpf, but there's no way to make the playoffs. I don't think
it would be fun, though. I think this is going to be a great season for Kobe. He's going to just look at his teammates and go, fuck you, and just shoot all the time. Even more than before.
He's going to work with his teammates.
Like last season,
the Lakers. He's not going to pass the ball to Jody Meeks in the corner. He's not going
to
give
Jody Meeks is showing up to play.
Jody Meeks is good, I know. Free Jody Meeks. But he's not going to pass the ball to Chris Kaman.
I'm genuinely just shocked about that. Well, Chris Kaman should be glued to the bench. He's an old hag.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got Jordan Hill, the new school.
It's just going to be Kobe Bryant. He's going to shoot, 45% from the field, maybe, and he's going to average somewhere close to 30 points per game, and people are going to be like, this is a great year for Kobe and his teammates suck, which is probably going to be true, but he's just going to want to chase records and wait for next year.
Everyone's been saying this, but Nick Young and Kobe Bryant on the floor together will be the funnest thing to watch.
Both of them
looking each other off.
Either fails miserably and they look each other off, or they're the next Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. So.
I do want to see Nick Young, Kobe Bryant pick and roll.
Kobe Bryant pick and roll.
That'd be fun.
You guys trash on Kobe, but he's 37 years old. He's not the same Kobe Bryant from 10 years ago.
That's why we're trashing him, because he's 37.
And coming off an Achilles injury. Season. Yeah, but...
Which is the worst injury for a guy his age.
It's so
bad.
We're
going a little far.
I'm just more talking about his mentality. You guys are you're basically labeling him who was a good comparison? I don't know, someone who doesn't pass, but he showed last season he could pass it if needed.
Yeah. We are being harsh on him.
No, I mean, I think it's just Kobe. It's just...
I do like Kobe. Oh, I don't like him. I like watching him play.
I don't hate Kobe anymore.
Yeah, you gotta like Kobe.
I don't think Kobe will pass this year. I don't think he's gonna be looking off people like I said, but he's not gonna be good enough to carry them beyond 35, 40 wins.
Last year he had 5.2 assists per game, which is right in line with every year. Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Kobe Bryant coming back. Honestly, if this league is entirely healthy, all the talented guys come back. Right now, I think it's just Kobe and Rondo who are out in terms of, stars, all-star kind of level guys. I've only been watching the NBA for 7-8 years, but this is, as talented as I've ever remembered it. So it's going to be really fun when he comes back. Okay, I think we're done. Yeah. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming on the podcast and everyone for listening. We'll probably have another podcast coming out next week. And look for a Raptors podcast to come out sometime tomorrow, maybe. Casey, you want to do a podcast tomorrow about the...
Maybe Wednesday night, because when we win against the 76ers, we'll be top of the Atlantic Division. So we got to do a celebration.
Okay. All right. We will do that. Okay. But anyway, thanks everyone for listening and good night.
Good night.
Night.
Night.